MSW Media.
We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender.
There's a point of view, commonly held by those gloomy gusses from the professional recovery community, that alcohol is a depressant. Personally, I ain't buying it, because buying it, frankly, would be kind of depressing.
I'm depressed.
No, Steve Martin, no. Don't let those Debbie Downers get to you.
Hey, do you guys think the Pilgrims brought a bottle of Pinot Grigio to the first Thanksgiving?
I'll tell you what the Pilgrims did bring. Smallpox. It killed scores of Native Americans, ravaging their population. And that was before we got around to shattering their spirit.
We can't let them shatter our spirit. We can't, all right? So there's another point of view, and this one is held by pretty much everyone, that caffeine is a stimulant. Think cocaine, only richer, darker, more aromatic, and, you know, legal. Once upon a time, a bartending legend wondered what would happen if we were to merge a purported depressant like alcohol with an energizing jolt of caffeine. Would it be like mixing matter and antimatter on Star Trek, inducing the most exothermal reaction ever known to humankind?
Space, a final frontier.
Or worse, crossing streams from the particle throwers in Ghostbusters? Which would cause all life as we know it to stop instantaneously and every molecule in our bodies to explode at the speed of light. Nope. Turns out the result was much more pleasant than any of that. Libational lore has it the espresso martini was born in the 1980s at Fred's Club in London, when one of that country's top models asked the famed barman Dick Bratzel for something that would, quote, wake me up and then fuck me up. There happened to be a bottle of vodka sitting out next to a coffee machine, and boom, cocktail history was made. One of several times the late, great Bratzel had changed the game in his storied career. Now, Bratzel dubbed his concoction a vodka espresso. He tied the two titular ingredients together with some simple syrup and served it on the rocks, with the soon-to-be iconic garnish of 3 espresso beans. Over the years, the drink's name changed a few times. At one point, it was called a pharmaceutical stimulant, as did the recipe. By the turn of the century, it was known far and wide as the espresso martini. And while always a well-liked libation, it's never been more popular than it is today. And for that, we have Andy Cohen and the Bravo Network to thank.
Cheers. Call me tonight, late at night.
All right, so let's make an espresso martini, shall we? To do so, you're going to need a shaker, a strainer, and a cocktail glass. Now fill that shaker halfway with ice, add 2 ounces of your favorite vodka, a half ounce of coffee liqueur such as Kahlua or Mr. Black, 1 ounce of freshly brewed espresso, and 1/2 ounce of simple syrup. If you don't have any espresso handy, using cold brew concentrate is an easy hack. Once all the ingredients are in the tin, shake it like it owes you money. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass and serve up with those 3 espresso beans as garnish. This is a drink you can really play around with. For instance, you can swap all kinds of other spirits for vodka, like tequila, gold rum, or even grappa. Maybe incorporate some absinthe, vanilla extract, or chocolate bitters. And if simple syrup feels a little too, you know, basic for your sophisticated palate, try some Japanese Korematsu sugar or agave syrup instead. And you can't go wrong with adding a cream float as well. Yummy. Remember that model I mentioned? The one who beseeched Dick Bratzel for a drink that would wake and then fuck her up? Well, rumor is, it was Kate Moss. That's never been confirmed. What I can definitively say about Moss is that for a kid like me growing up in the 80s, she was definitely a stimulant rather than a depressant.
Oh, behave.
All right. Now, as we're wont to do here on 3-Minute Bartender, I'm going to leave you with a joke. After a shipwreck, a guy is stranded on a desert island with a famous supermodel. Within a week,
Two lonely castaways are making love. And one day, guy turns to the supermodel and says, "I was hoping you could do me a favor." "Sure," she replies. "First, put on my clothes," he says. "Fine," she says, while getting dressed. "Great. Now draw a beard on your face with this coal I found," he tells her. "Okay," she replies. "That's perfect. Would you mind if I called you Joe?" "I guess not," answers the supermodel. "Great," replies the guy. "Joe, you're not going to believe who I've been banging." I invite you to follow me on Instagram at The Imbiber Podcast. Instagram is WWD_podcast. And thank you for spending time with us on 3 Minute Bartender.
You're enjoying your day, everything's going your way. Then along comes Debbie Downer. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. We beg her to spare you, Debbie, please. But you can't stop Debbie Downer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.